Elementary School. When I was 5, I started kindergarten. Then the next year, Van Nuys Elementary School. It's on Sylmar Avenue in Van Nuys, California. And let me tell you, it's not just a school. It's like a little world all by itself. The buildings are all low, like they're crouching down, with these huge windows that make you feel like you're sitting in a fish tank, but without the water, of course. The playground was massive, like as big as 3 football fields smooshed together. And it had swings that could launch you so high it felt like you could touch a cloud. Okay, maybe not a cloud, but close. Every Friday was the best because it was Fish Stick Friday in the cafeteria. People would line up like it was a rock concert or something, and you'd hear trays clattering like clangity clang. The fish sticks were crispy on the outside, soft on the inside, and they came with tartar sauce, which I thought was weird at first, but then got kind of addicted to. My mom said it was because lots of Catholic kids at school didn't eat meat on Fridays, but I just think everyone loved those fish sticks. Every spring, the school had this thing called a newspaper drive. It was like a scavenger hunt, but for grown-up stuff. All the kids would run around their neighborhoods, knocking on doors, asking for old newspapers. "Got any newspapers you don't want?" we'd say, like mini salespeople, except we weren't selling anything. Some kids even got sneaky sneak and swiped newspapers from their dad's garage piles. Not me, though. Whoever collected the most newspapers got a prize, which was usually something totally epic, like a shiny new bike or a giant stuffed animal. One time, my friend Jimmy tried to strap 100 newspapers to his wagon, and they spilled everywhere. Kablam! Van Nuys Elementary wasn't just about classrooms and homework, though. It was like the glue that stuck everyone together. All the families in the neighborhood seemed to know each other, and you'd always hear moms talking at pickup time like, "Oh, can you believe how fast they're growing?" Which they always say, like a million times a day. It was the kind of place where you could run into someone you knew pretty much everywhere, even at the grocery store. It made you feel safe, like you were living in a big, happy bubble. The teachers were nice, mostly. Some of them had the teacher look, you know, where they just stare at you until you sat down and stopped talking. But they also told funny stories and let us do art projects with glitter, which was awesome. I even learned what community meant, because my teacher, Mrs. Lanning, said it was like all of us were little pieces of a giant puzzle that fit together perfectly. I thought that was kind of cool. But then, Jimmy asked, "What if a piece gets lost?" And we all started laughing. Van Nuys Elementary wasn't fancy, but it was cozy and fun and felt like home in a way. It's where I learned how to read big words, like suburban, which I still think sounds like a weird kind of sandwich, and where I made my first best friend, Sue Ann. She and I used to race each other to the monkey bars every day, and even though she always won, I let her because, well, that's what friends do, right?